115. Adventures in the Second Grade. At high school, Mike's homespun humor was the cause of much laughter. If truth be known, though, many of his oft-repeated stories soon began to ring a little hollow. Still, the lack of respect shown by his classmates did not hinder Mike from persisting with telling his woeful tales. He was one of those people who simply cannot take a hint, and would often go on talking until he was hoarse. What the rest of us found quite boring, Mike thought hilariously funny. Mike was different from the rest of our fairly homogeneous group in more ways than one. Born to a poor family, he would turn up to school in a suit of homespun cloth and consume his lunch of homemade pretzels, washed down with a bottle of homogenized milk. Rumor said that his father had died in the Holocaust, as so many other victims of mass homicide. This was probably true, as Mike was fond of paying homage to his ancestors in a little town in Central Europe. One day in the second grade, our class went on a weekend ramble in the countryside. Hitherto, we had never been on such a long excursion, and we were all very much excited as we set out for the hilly expanse of the hinterland behind the river. Up and down we walked all day, from hill to hollow. Pleasant as the scenery was, the area was economically backward, with nothing more than little homesteads, where small-time farmers would still be doing things like mend the hinges on their barn doors, hoe the soil, hollow out some piece of wood.